Welcome to Everdome! Number one sports betting show! Coming up, Pat McAfee, Corbin at Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tony.
It's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian Station. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Hey, Tony.
Itchy face. Percy Goatee Brown.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Life is good.
Congrats on the win.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome. Otter, how are we?
We are doing absolutely fantastic here, Tony.
Hell yeah. A lot of games going on right now today. Some coming up at 4 o'clock, so we will get into some picks before 4 o'clock. Because I know there's some on college basketball and NHL, I believe, and NBA.
And, yep.
Don't worry, I was fucking getting there, dude. Mm-hmm. Quick recap of the weekend. How do we do, boys? How did we do?
3-2 was 3-0. I thought the Vikings were going to win that game. And then, obviously, Bengals don't cover. Fucking just hand the ball off, Joe.
Yeah.
Just hand it off.
Vikings defense, very bad.
Dog shit.
So bad.
So bad.
On the
pitch. I truly believe the game changed when they tried to do that double pass back to Kirk.
Oh, yeah. That was
early.
That was disrespectful. Yeah,
but like, because the Vikings started the game, they went right down the field. It's like, oh, okay, it's just going to be a
shootout.
Both
teams did.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll start with Niners, Seahawks. That score was a little deceiving. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Seahawks are going in to score. Obviously, illegal man downfield is called. That comes back. One play later, strip, sack, fumble. They were down a touchdown at that point. Niners go down to score. Then it all unravels. So I don't know if that one was as lopsided as the score may point that out to be.
I think it's just having to play the 60 minutes against the Niners.
Yep.
Like, they are going to grind you down, yep, and beat you down on both sides of the ball. Like, it's going to be hard to fucking match them for 60 minutes if they're healthy.
Trust me, I enjoyed it because I was on the Niners.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you know, Brock Purdy comes out a little shaky.
Yeah.
Seahawks play well, but then in the end, they're just all class. Weapons everywhere.
They are pretty
absolutely
much stacked.
Filthy.
The corner would be maybe the only position, but I said it on Pat's show. I don't think the NFC's offenses are necessarily built to beat the 49ers, no, as far as I'm concerned. The late game, Chargers. Chargers and Jags. I mean, fucking...
That was the fucking best, dude.
As someone who had Chargers money line, that was tough. It was tough one to lose. I mean, 4 interceptions. The game obviously didn't turn at this point, but Chargers missed a field goal, 40-yard field goal, with about 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter to go up 13, I believe.
Yeah, that was huge.
The Chargers never really had to drive the field, though.
No, ever. Never.
Like, it's not like they never really put, like, a full drive together, like, had to go the field. But, I mean, yeah, that game was
well, and then there was just guys running wide open in the second half for the Jags.
Yeah.
I mean, wide open. Watching fucking Staley, fuck. I mean, that's as good as it gets.
Him getting that helmet spiked in his face was by far my favorite moment of the weekend.
They couldn't run the ball for shit.
Who?
The Chargers.
Never can, never will.
Like... not a fucking inch, dude.
The worst rush defense, rushing team in the entire NFL.
And, I mean, that fucking jet sweep by Dougie awesome. P on 4th-and-1.
Oh,
I got off my couch.
Yeah.
I gave him a goddamn standing O, dude.
Time
I texted
out of the
Bruce.
Century.
I was like, that's the greatest play call of all time.
The early one on Sunday. Applaud to your Dolphins for giving it a fight. I don't know how you... look at Skylar Thompson's numbers. How did they score? How did the Dolphins score that many points?
Skylar didn't play.
No, they didn't have. When they got the ball on the turnovers, they were close, right?
Yeah, similar to Chargers.
And then they had the scoop, the strip sack, scoop
to start to start the third.
Yeah, but I mean, if anybody's watched the Dolphins all year, like. they haven't ran the ball. Like, this is what it is. And they're not going to show up to Buffalo and try and run the ball with fucking two starting O-linemen, dude. Like, please just follow the injury report one time.
Yeah. I get the other side.
They weren't running with those guys healthy either, though. It's been a problem even with two of them.
No, they were running with Mostert.
Early in the year, who was it against? Did they play the Niners this year?
Yep.
That was the
when they first got Wilson from the Niners, they ran the ball a fair bit with those two. But ever since Wilson got banged up, they kind of stopped.
There was a game where they were on fucking in the trenches twice. And then since then, it's...
Might have been the Bears. Yeah. But like I said, if Armstead's not healthy, like, they can't run the ball. Like, that's just what it is. But, yeah, I mean...
If you're Bills, you've got a future ticket on the Bills, they need to stop turning the ball. He needs to stop turning the ball over.
Yeah. Yeah, Bills and... I mean, Bills-Bengals is a very interesting matchup. Both kind of... No one impressed.
Yeah, Will... Vikings, Giants... Giants offense looked awesome. Defense came up when it had to. Held Justin Jefferson after the first drive.
Unreal performance. Danny Dimes just running all over the place. That was like really, truly just Danny Dimes unleashed, one read, run. Getting first downs like it's, you know, a walk in the park. It was awesome. It was nice to just kind of settle the score with the Christmas Eve. Nice little mini rivalry with the... with the Vikings, you know, they might have big names, Justin Jefferson and all that, but Giants are a better football team than they are.
Hell yeah.
Trending in the opposite direction that they are.
Hell yeah.
And then the late game, the one that we were on. We got...
So sad.
We got Chase. Chase was off the list early. Bengals
money. Also, if what's his name? If Mark Andrews gets him there, I think we might get the mix in there too.
It would have been nice if Burrow, you know, instead of sneaking it, would have just handed it off. That would have been nice too.
Would have been cool.
Like, does Burrow do that?
What's that, sneak?
Yeah.
The sneak is like the play of the year. It's the hottest thing in football. Everyone's fucking pushing.
Yeah. Once that one happened. But the Bengals, I'm not sure the Bengals should have won that football game.
See, but the only takeaway I have now going forward for Bengals and Bills is, I mean, the Dolphins did all right on offense with nobody on the O-line.
Yeah, I am worried about the O-line, though, for the Bengals, even though they are used to potentially not playing with the best O-line.
Also, Bengals defense did not look great last night.
Yeah, I don't know how to read that game. What is it, 4.5?
Yep, yeah, 4.5.
I think it's a take the point situation.
Yeah. Chiefs. I mean, if they turn the ball over, Joey Burrow very well beat him, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's no longer.
You know who I was really awesome to see and the whole game changed? One of the Dolphins beat reporters tweeted out, I think X just got cooked on like a cover zero by Diggs. Like, it's gonna happen. He tweeted, It's going to be a hard contract to negotiate with X.
And then
as soon as that happened, had a pick. Like, he was fucking balling. I was like, this is the best. He's been banged up all year, dude. Like,
fake Twitter account, Dove Kleiman also tweeted something like that, and a corner responded to it. I can't remember who did as well.
Darius Slay.
Darius Slay, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, media. You're paying attention to it.
Hell yeah.
What do you mean?
Thank you, media.
But I think, like, that Dolphins defense will look different next year. I think they'll have a new DC. I'm interested to see what happens there. I mean, you can't be anything but fucking proud of those boys.
They had 8 sacks. That's not terrible. Or 7 sacks.
Or Chubb. That was the best game Chubb played, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Force fumble. Far. That one was out, yeah. Jags and Chiefs, 8.5. KC's got 75% of the money.
I mean, these are we got some good teaser numbers this weekend.
7.5. Giants got 60% of the money.
Yep. Dance down to 7. I was worried we might go below the equator there.
Still, it hasn't yet. And then the Bengals have 70% of the money.
That one's interesting.
I haven't dove into it yet. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll do our normal Tuesday deep dive into
Jaguars,
that one.
My take today, though, is to wait just because it is kind of, it feels like it might flicker up to 9.5.
It's the juice minus 112 on the Chiefs right now.
Yeah. We start seeing it 10.5. That's where I think we might be
Giants, losing Giants our minds are, a little bit. Giants are Saturday, too.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, the
so those you can tease those games whatever way you like. That's perfect numbers.
It really is.
It's beautiful. It's actually beautiful. You tease if you like the Eagles to just win. You tease them down. I mean, I'll tease the Chiefs down for sure. The Chiefs just find a way not to cover.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if you're the Chiefs,
kings of it.
If you're the Chiefs, after watching what happened this weekend, you got to be licking your chops.
Yeah, I mean, the Jags though, like, there's a lot of momentum.
Oh, yeah, and they played them close already this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, you just can't be throwing picks all willy-nilly all first
that
half.
That was fucking wild.
It's the one thing.
Just going back to the well against fucking Asante every time. Try somebody else, dude. Just like,
cover two.
I will say this. The Jags, they do have athletes on their D-line, which I think is the best way to go about Mahomes because he is the hardest motherfucker to sack. But like Jags D line, like they are athletic.
That roughing on Trayvon Walker was brutal. Wow, that was the shove.
Wild. That was a bit of a flaw. But it also optically looked bad.
Yeah, you can't do what he did.
Like when you watch the replay, it optically looked bad.
Yeah. I mean his helmet was like
and then the offensive weapons for the Jags, I mean they're not bad. They are not.
Ingram is a fucking monster, dude.
Who?
Ingram.
Oh, yeah.
Ingram is a beast. Zay Jones.
Absurd, dude.
Zay Jones isn't going to drop the game-winning touchdown.
Score a touchdown being plus 260 is my favorite bet right now. I can't believe I didn't. Cole Beasley was like, what, plus 800 yesterday?
Yeah. What was the Giants-Eagles first game where they didn't, do you remember, where they didn't sit people?
Yeah, we got destroyed. It was like 48 to 21. Oh, Giants season might be over.
Gotcha.
Thibodeau didn't play.
A
bunch of guys were out.
That was their low point of the season.
It was like, is Saquon going to play? I don't know.
Gotcha.
This is what we do, though. This is what we do. Never forget. We watch these teams look good weekend, and we forget about the horses' weight.
We will have the division. We will have the divisional ATS trends.
The thing with the Giants, and I know this sounds crazy, but they've lost in the divisional round one time in my lifetime, and it was the year the Plaxico Burress shot himself in the leg. The other two times that we've been in the divisional round while I've been alive, it's just been a Super Bowl.
Love you, Plaxico.
So I'm looking.
Think that's that number is saying take the Giants.
Yeah, I'm starting to look at the 25-1 too. Like Giants of the Super Bowl. About,
all right.
Why not? Why not us, huh?
Tonight, Cowboys Bucks, 2.5 over under 45.5. Not an easy one to pick. Just going through a little bit. Dallas runs the ball ninth in the league. Ninth most, I should say, in the league. They are 18th in yards per rush. Tampa Bay 19th in opponent yards per rush. Pretty even there. Dallas, 10th in yards per pass. Tampa, 7th against the pass. Pretty even there. Here's one. I mean, I don't know if Jensen coming back is going to change anything. Bucks are 32nd in amount of rushes, 32nd in yards per rush, 32nd in rushing yards per game, 32nd rushing touchdowns per game. Are they going to run the ball tonight? I don't know. Obviously, on the opposite side, they throw the ball a fuck ton in Dallas's top 10 in pass defense. How do you boys feel?
Bob? Pretty bad.
Oh no!
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
What's the update?
Man? I wanted to take the white and Fournette unders. They're in the 30s though. That's low.
The white under. I think it was.
It's like, moved a bit too.
What is it now?
No, 30. It's moved it down. No, like from the opening last week.
Yeah, I think I saw 37.5. I'm sure it's down from there.
Can you boys pull up the same game parlay section on the old FanDuel Sportsbook computer?
On it.
Thank you. Let's see here. Player rushing yards. Fournette's 38.5, 34.5 for Rashad White. What are you thinking, pal, while we're pulling shit up?
Oh God. I mean, Brady's covered 4 straight as a dog in the playoffs. Cowboys covered 1 of their last 6. Cowboys covered 1 of 6 on the road. Cowboys haven't covered in 4 playoff games. Cowboys haven't covered in 5 on the grass. This morning I was thinking Cowboys money line, though. I just had a feeling. But I think this Jensen thing is huge.
Yeah.
I think it is massive. So I will take the Bucks plus 2.5.
He is going to be fucking dog tired, but the boys are going to get a little bit of a boost.
I hope.
And also, Cowboys, like, their defense is about getting to the quarterback. They don't get there like they do on the turf. Like, it is as stupid as it sounds to talk about grass. It is a game changer.
Also, Bucks are number one quarterback sack percentage because Tom gets the ball out.
Exactly. It doesn't matter who's blocking. He's not taking sacks. Jensen, I hope they have a nice little goal line. He's at fullback package.
Sure.
That would be a real treat. I said it Friday. I love the Bucks. I bought it up to 3.5 and let it sail. I'm down from a 10-star to a 5-star just because of their propensity to not cover the spread and lay eggs.
The worst team of all time to make the playoffs.
Yeah, ATS. Basically, wow. Yeah.
4-11 really? And 1. Or 4-11.
No, they're 4-12, right? I think they're
4-12 and 1. Sorry. And 1.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah, they're really historically bad.
But I just love the spot. I think Tom will have the ball back down 6 with 45 seconds left and go right down that grass field and put the Cowboys away. Or we get a little rerun of Dak with, like, time expiring.
Sure.
Like, should I spike it? I don't know.
That'd be all time. Yeah.
Maybe throw it to a linebacker on the last drive. It could go either way, but I like fading Dak on his last drive, and I love backing Tom Brady on his.
If I had to lean aside, it would be Cowboys. I'm going to take the under 45.5. Do I love that? No, I don't. But I'm going to do it. That was the one I felt best about tonight. Fuck.
It feels as if.
Maybe.
This
I mean,
the defensive statistically
have the advantage. But both of these offenses have a ton of weapons and can score at any time. But I will say I took these. Each team to score a touchdown and a field goal in each half is plus 2,300 right now. I feel like that could potentially happen tonight. And then I took the one where it's Zeke to score the first touchdown, Fournette to score the second.
Boom.
And flip-flops. Those are both plus 6,500.
Boom, Tony. And that's my bet for the night is Zeke to score a fucking touchdown. Let's fucking go.
What's he at?
Dude, you're not taking the boys? Plus 105.
All right, there you go.
I'm going to sit here, and I'm not going to cash out of all of my Cowboys Super Bowl tickets. So
that's basically taking the boys.
That's taking the boys. That's taking the boys. I have a bunch of money on those. So
hell yeah.
What's the field goals at for tonight?
What do you mean?
Like the over under?
Like distance or?
No, just like for total kick, like field goals hit in the game.
Let me see if I can find it.
I'm looking to.
There is a touchback bet. I believe it's minus 165, 185, yep. Something like that.
I also love what Connor did with Leonard Fournette to score first, Zeke to score second, or vice versa. An exacta box, if you will, with that's the awesome. two running backs to score. Both those legs were 65-1. Shout out, Connor. That's a good one.
You mean the one that I just said?
I don't think.
Sorry, I was looking for the other one. I'm so sorry. I was looking for the other one. I'm sorry.
No.
Where is fucking field goals, dude?
Kicker props. I see it right here.
Yeah, but they only have the two guys. They don't have the total.
They just have total kicking points, and it's 6.5 for suck up, 7.5 for Mar. But if you're going to bet the opening kickoff, Kamara's 51% touchbacks, and Mar is 70-something percent. So you want Mar to be kicking off. That would be ideal.
And talking about opening possession, I'm going to play this first possession touchdown at plus 330.
Okay.
All right. I'm also looking for like an offensive lineman touchdown.
That'd be awesome.
I can't find it. But this Ryan Jensen stuff's got me.
Nah, wait till it's just Tyrone Smith slipping out fucking back corner.
Could be. Wouldn't hate it.
I don't hate this Godwin 25 yards in each half. Plus 195.
No.
I like that. That's a tasty little treat. I might fucking sprinkle in on
fucking
there.
Scotty Miller shooting up tonight. What's he up
Probably.
To?
Javon Kearse is going to be covering him.
Is Julio in? Is Julio playing?
Yeah, is Julio suiting up tonight?
That's a great question.
He's got it. This has got to be it, right? He can't run it back again.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. Just
downfield blocking his ass off.
Hell yeah.
Just dominating.
He's had a couple moments this year.
All right, anything else tonight?
Nah.
No.
All right. Let's go to the NBA for tonight. I don't have anything. A bunch of games going on right now. Let's see here. 4:10, so we've got about 5 minutes. Jazz and T-Wolves are tipping off, and then we...
Hold on, this is your T-Wolves?
Huh? Yeah. No, I decided not to.
Come on, I decided not to.
I thought about it. Trust me, I was close.
Tony T-Wolves.
Rudy Gobert revenge spot, Tony.
I am 101 betting on the T-Wolves. They did cover easily on...
you're right, I believe it was. Tony's a proud Minnesotan.
I'm not touching them tonight. Three games tonight. Is anybody taking anything?
I'm out.
I want to lay it with Memphis here, but it's a little big. And then I also wanted to lay it with the Utah Jazz, get the 6 points.
Okay,
against Tony's Timberwolves, but it's a little scary. I might just parlay both of them and then throw the Lakers in a parlay with the Cowboys probably and do it one last time.
And you guys, boys?
I got nothing.
I'm on the Jazz. I'm also just sweating a bunch of games right player now. Props. Yeah, right okay. now.
Ice you on cold. The Warriors? Anybody else on Warriors money line?
Honestly, I threw a flyer on Pacers money line, and that was the only thing I bet today.
Warriors money line.
I need RJ to get going. Like I need air to breathe.
Good. So you need it.
Yeah.
He needs it in the worst way, Tom.
College basketball. How many you got, pal?
Eight.
All right, I got five. I'll roll them off.
There you go.
North Carolina A&T minus the 4.5 at Hampton. Florida Atlantic minus 4.5 at Western Kentucky. Lehigh plus 1.5 at Loyola Maryland. Rice minus 6.5 against Meep Meeps. Sorry, Meep Meeps. This isn't fucking football. And Cal State Fullerton minus 9.5 against Bakersfield.
This isn't fucking football.
Fullerton.
Are you on Bakersfield? Are you on the other side or?
No, I got nothing on that one.
You got anything on any of them?
I don't think so. All right, this is interesting. The battle of the UCs. I'll take UC Davis money line at UC San Diego.
Okay.
Obviously, the Blue Hens catching 2.5 at Northeastern.
Yeah, obviously.
Fairleigh Dickinson money line at Stonehill.
Okay.
St. Francis, New York money line at Long Island. Bruce likes that one. Nothing I love more than Arkansas Pine Bluff getting 1.5 on a Monday.
Really? Do you worry about Ed Reed in the building tonight?
Wow.
No, I mean, I don't think he's too happy about it, to be honest.
I don't know.
You think he's gonna have those boys fired up?
Maybe.
He might.
Cleaning up.
Pine Bluff's a bit of a wagon.
Yeah.
Jackson State getting 3.5 at Texas Southern. Almost and UAB money line in Middle Tennessee.
Okay. Good luck. You guys back there got any calls?
Bruce?
I like Cleveland State plus 5.5 at Purdue Fort Wayne, and I was going to hit Bethune Cookman, but here we have Gumpy.
Can't have it.
Talking me out a bit. I've been, you know, doing well in the NFL 4-1 this weekend, but on the hardwood, I am just... Ice cold.
Okay.
So now we turn, ladies and gentlemen, to Nick Skates.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Bruce.
Hell yeah, brother.
Congrats, Bruce.
Nick Skates, how are we?
We're all right. We're all right. You know, still reeling from that parlay loss. I know Gumpy was grinning like the butcher's dog, ruining our day, ruining the Bills' day.
Bill 6.5 was alive. It was dead. It was alive again, and then it was dead again.
I thought once it was 34-24, I thought we weren't coming back.
Correct, yeah, me too.
I thought we were cooked there.
We are still alive on the game specials, the weekly specials, the field goal in every game for every team, and passing TD for every team.
Really?
Still alive going into the night. Probably just jinxed it talking about it, but they are still alive.
Interesting. The touchback died on the very first
game. Yeah.
Thank you. That was probably weather. That was probably
better that way, though. Get it out of the way. Don't even have to think about it.
Sure. All right, let's go to the ice. We got a game that just started. Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's a couple that are just dropping now.
I was on the Devils 60. They're up 1-0 already.
Oh, look at you.
Here we go.
After that, we got Stars and Knights. I'm going to jump on the Knights in this one, minus 110.
Wow. This is a banger to kick off the slate
what
here.
What the fuck?
Sorry, pal.
Stars
fucking toughest barn in the league.
Two game losing streak.
It's not.
What, Vegas?
It's not.
I was
Diplo's performing tonight.
You ain't never been to Calgary for the Battle of Alberta.
Yeah, you ain't never been to Vegas with Diplo's performing.
I am taking
of the Albertans.
Gump, is Otter playing? What's going on?
Yeah, Wedgwood got shit kicked on Saturday, lad.
Okay, so we go back to Otter. Let's hope. Give me Dallas. Give me Dallas. Pete DeBoer revenge game going back to Vegas. Yeah. Pete's going to have the boys ready to play. Vegas still a little banged up. Stoner's out.
Oh,
Texas hockey, not worried about it. We bounce back tonight, boys.
Give me the Rags 60 against the CBJs.
Yes, also on the Rags 60 as well. That is the move there. CBJ still without Boone Jenner.
Team Voracek,
Wierenski, of course. Team Skate. Jackets 3-12 in their last 15. They're not very good.
Pens are 3.45 favorites. So.
Wait, really quick. Who did we just team skate on?
So Rangers.
Rangers.
The Rags, dude. Oh, just moved from -188 to -200 on them.
It did.
They heard it. We got in early. They heard us.
Holy shit, Haloxin net. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of in Pittsburgh, Casey DeSmith is in net, which doesn't inspire a ton of confidence.
Where's Deming?
They've dropped two. He's in New York. Pens have dropped two of their last eight. I'm sorry, eight of their past 10.
Getting to read my own notes here.
Anaheim, however, they just had a 10-game home stand. Not much better. They went 3-7, so they're opening a 6-game road trip. Would love to bet on the Pens. Just don't trust the Smith, and it's obviously a massive number anyway.
Okay.
Washington.
Give me the Caps.
Goes into the Islanders. Okay. Okay, you guys are selling me here because I almost had to dig into our friend.
Nope. Whoa.
Capital.
Caps.
Lost two straight to the Flyers, which is worrisome.
No, I mean, that's a tough pond part.
They've only scored seven in their last four games, going 1-3.
Fine.
Okay, so we're looking for a bounce back here. The Islanders not much better than 1-4 in their last five, so we're all on the Caps. It's another team skate
on the Caps. Right?
I will pull out our friend for this one, this Suffest.
All right!
The Ottawa Senators and the St. Louis Blues, and I'll tell you why. These teams have identical records in the sense that Ottawa is 8-10-2 on the road, and the Blues are 8-10-2 at home.
Six out of the Bruins.
The Bruins are killing.
I
wanna be part of it. New York.
We're on 6-0 this morning.
No one asked you.
Two goals for Pasta.
Red Wings are losing right now.
1 o'clock.
Who'd they play?
The Flyers.
Worst team in the league.
Team in PA.
Just beat the Caps.
I know, they're Ponce. Yeah,
what are we doing coin flip for?
We are doing the coin flip for a game that is -110, -110 on the money line.
Oh, shit.
It is the Ottawa Senators.
Fucking Ottawa.
At John Hamm's Big Cock St. Louis Blues.
Okay.
Oh, Blues. Set will be heads. Blues will be tails.
Back on the clock here, right? We're hoping for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tails.
Which
Hamaconda!
Hamaconda!
Blues.
Ty, can you stay back for a second?
Certainly.
I bet on the nice night, and Gumpy said it wasn't, first off and foremost, he said it wasn't the toughest bar in the league, which I told him Diplo's performing tonight, so good luck.
Yep.
But also, I heard that Stoner's.
Yeah, unfortunately, Stoner's out week to week with an upper body. I don't know, I mean, it's tough stomach, to be honest, because this is tough. I'm Stoner's MO.
Yeah.
This is Stoner's MO a little bit.
Jock Ace
is fucking Aces is out there. He's looking fast. Phil Kessel's looking good. Like you mentioned, Diplo is performing before the game, so it should be a raucous crowd out there at T-Mobile Arena, but... We need Stoner back healthy, this has kind of been what's happened to the Golden Knights.
Skates again?
Yeah, exactly. Stoner gets hurt, comes back, has fucking cement in his skates for a month or two.
Pete DeBoer's coming back to town. So.
Pete DeBoer's coming back to town, which he's a sack of fucking shit.
So we thought so, too, until we talked to him on that Socky Talk. He was very nice to Gumps.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was. So
he's a good lad.
So, you know, I take that back. But we got fucking Bruce Cassidy and the Sundance Kid now. So
you got it, Gumps.
But once again, you know, Gumps. But yeah, Stoner's hurt, so I can't, in my good judgment, I cannot recommend the fucking Golden Knights right now. But you're we'll see, Tony. I mean, this is a good time for, you know, Aces to maybe you know, earn the C. Yeah. Maybe get a C on his chest. Yeah. We'll see.
Thank you.
Get well soon, Stoner. Love you.
Well said. Yeah. Thank you, Ty.
That's tough, though.
Hawks are fucking hot right now, by the way. Four in a row. And maybe
it takes a
play moving forward.
Northwestern
on Wednesday.
That's Iowa Hawkeye basketball. Last game of the night. Speaking of Tough Barns.
Calgary.
Well, Calgary's not at home, but I am taking them their on tough the money. Barn
on the road.
Yeah, yeah, I'm on Calgary as well.
I'm on Calgary as well. Nashville's on a bit of a three-game skid here. So we got a team skate. The problem is the Flames are 1-5 in their last six against the Preds. But
I mean,
let's hope it turns tonight. Tonight's the night.
Tonight is the night.
Tonight's
the
night.
Hell yeah.
We did NFL. We did hockey. We did college basketball. We did a National Basketball Association. Is there footy tomorrow? I believe not.
No, sir.
That's the show.
Wait.
Whoa. Oh, we got Aussie open. My bad. That's on me.
No, it's not on you at all. But I'm going to fall asleep tonight listening to the sound of some volleys in Australia.
Hell yeah.
Dirty Mike is abroad somewhere.
Yeah, he's in Australia.
He might be. He might be boots on the ground out on.
Yeah, Dirty Mike. If I know Dirty Mike, he's in Australia. And who does he like tonight?
That's something, isn't it? He has four plays. Max Purcell versus Emil Ruusuvuori or something. He's plus.
Oh, this is good.
He's plus two. Yeah. He's plus.
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah, he's plus 235. So bit of a dog.
Wait, there. Max is a dog? Plus 235. All right, I'm on him.
John Isner.
Tell you what, I'm looking at Emil's last name. That is a tough name to say.
Yeah, no chance, bro.
Oh, we're taking the American is?
John Isner. Everybody knows John Isner.
Hell
big,
yeah, John.
Big serve, big John. Bigger personality. Yep. Big he's minus 120. Christopher O'Connell down under against Brooksby. Brooksby kind of stinks, I hear. Bit of a fade there, plus 184 on Christopher O'Connell.
Oh, another big dog.
And then Richard Gasquet?
Yeah, Gasquet.
Yeah, he's minus 142.
We'll I would have to know now. his native. Like, we're going against Ugo Umbert, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Hell yeah.
I'm going to round robin this.
Fair Bruce, are there any of these that are happening tomorrow morning?
What are you watching? So it's in Australia, mate. So a lot of these games happen, you know, 1, 2 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Down under. In it. Wrapping up around 4 a.m.
He lives in a land down under. Okay.
Yeah. The whole overarching storyline is what's his face?
Kyrgios is out.
No. Novak Djokovic. He's kind of on his, like, you know, demon time revenge tour.
This is Joker's back?
Yeah, he's back. He's in it.
Is this from when he wouldn't get the back?
He's minus 8,000 in his first match. Yeah. Feeling it, just lay that.
Well, I mean, better than the Chargers halftime.
Shout out to the person that laid, what was it, $1 million?
Yep.
Ooh.
That could possibly be the worst bet of all time.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Why would you do it on the Chargers?
He bet $1 million to win 8,000 when the Chargers were up 27-0. He did not win that bet.
It's a bad idea. How do you get to that place in life?
Especially because if you have $1 million, what's winning $8,000 going to do for you?
Very little, but it's like, oh, what bank would give me that percentage interest? I feel like a few, but
I hope not.
Yeah, he lost it all.
That's a lot.
No good.
That person's.
I mean, that was just.
You the thought most, you had a bad weekend.
That was as Chargers as it gets.
You just turned my fucking also, whole weekend around.
I saw a guy who now. Jamar, he had Jamar, but that was in the later game, so the bet had already lost. But the first touchdown parlay where every one hit except for Justin Jefferson, he got tackled at the 1-inch line.
You hate to see it.
That was to win $1 million, I believe.
That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
That is.
They have a sick gritty, though.
Yeah. Always.
I took the Jaguars live at halftime as one of my finest moments.
Felt pretty
good. Whoever gets Mike Gesicki is getting a stud.
I agree.
Yeah.
How many Express Martins deep were you when you made that fucking Jaguars live, but
I was drinking old fashions, but definitely
same equation.
Definitely,
I was mad at myself. I was so caught up when Zay Jones had his touchdown that I mad I didn't live bet the Jags at some point.
Oh, we have a GM hire.
Ooh,
huh?
A GM hire. The Ooh. Cardinals are hiring Monty Austinfoot.
Okay,
he comes from the Patriots. Oh. but he's the last 3 years he's been with the Titans.
Hmm.
There's one move that the Dolphins have to make this offseason.
Give it to me.
Lamar?
Nope. Tua is still the starter, but you have to sign Jimmy G.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
You have to. You have no choice. If I what if they have this stacked roster again and he gets hurt week one? Like, we can't do this again, dude.
Jimmy G ain't signing on to be a backup.
Yeah, and I thought we were lifting two up and, you know.
Yeah, we are, but you can't be trotting out a seventh round. You know what I mean? Like, your whole season could be done before it starts.
I agree with you, but I don't think Jimmy's signing on to be a backup.
You think he's starting somewhere?
James Garoppolo, yeah.
For the Raiders.
Shanahan's rolling it, you know. Purdy, just got to run the ball.
Run a ball. Yeah, well, we got to get our O-line better then.
Yeah.
TJ McCollum.
But, I mean, they paid Bridgewater 6.5, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to pay, you're going to pay somebody else that, but I don't know. I just don't know who else is there that's a decent backup that can actually play.
You'll find somebody.
Yeah. I feel like there's a nice little.
What about Skylar Thompson?
He's pretty good.
He actually looked pretty good. I don't know why he won't run.
Yeah.
He knew if he gets hurt then
yeah.
There's no one out there.
Yeah, point. I guess. But he took off, like, when he took off in the preseason, yes, I know it's preseason, but he did it at K-State his whole career, man. Like, he can move.
Oh, I know. Fucking
I Maybe know. He'll be all right. You're right. I just would hate to see, you know what I mean? Like,
let's not make emotional decisions the day after the season.
Yeah.
The team's good enough to go. So I think agree. They are. The like, Chargers just competed with the fucking Bills.
Just back to the Chargers. Mm-hmm. They threw the ball 23 to 30 plays in the second half.
That's just not, you just can't do that.
Like, I feel like, Gumpy, I feel like you with the Jet, why don't they slap the ball the other way? Like, why don't we just hand the ball off and take 50 seconds off the clock?
Yep. 27-0. Well, actually, it's 27-7 at that point, but still.
Because in Staley's mind, he's thinking, or I guess it's not Staley, it's Lombardi. He's thinking, he's going to complete the pass inbounds, right? So it won't matter because they do all those short passes.
Yeah.
Excuse me, like chat. That,
sorry. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
I agree with you. The chat just said, why did I bring up TJ McConnell? Because he's dominating. He had fucking 25 points.
Yeah, TJ McConnell's a dog. This is a TJ McConnell program.
He's also a Duke.
Oh, Michigan State, Purdue is fucking popping off right now, boys.
TJ McConnell's also a Pittsburgh and Duquesne legend.
So legend.
Yeah.
By way of Arizona.
Yeah, I saw he's always rocking your boy. Linebacker. Kunitz, is it?
Christian Kunitz.
Kunitz.
Long snap. Tough night for Harbaugh, by the way. Just like football wise, just everything in general. Harbaugh had a fucking nightmare last night.
Oh,
that
John.
Was brutal, dude.
Yeah, he's always like that. All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.